This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. Parshas Vayechi. The Shurim on Sefer Bereishis were graciously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta, Lila Nishmas, Rav Shloime Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Lila Nishmas, her mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia. We thank them very much for sponsoring all the Shurim on Sefer Bereishis, and we're mevarech their family with the bracha that we're going to say at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah this week. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We're mevarech them, Hashem should give their whole family chizuk in all areas. Bracha v'hatzlacha, ad bi'as goyel tzedek. Tonight's shir is sponsored by our very long and dear friend, Reb Chaim Zeman, Chaim and Rachi Zeman, with gratitude to Hashem for the birth of their son this past Friday night. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. So we were together with Reb Chaim by a lot of holy kvarim a short while ago. So Baruch Hashem, the tefillahs were neskabel, and we're mevarek Reb Chaim and his wife. They should be zoicha tiska, tisku, legadloi, letoira, lechub, lemasim toivim, mazel tov, mazel tov. And appreciation for their close relationship with Rabbi Gladstein. Okay, that's very nice of you, very sweet. Okay, and also tonight's show is sponsored and dedicated to Avigail Emuna Basara for tremendous bracha and hatzlacha, dedicated by her husband in honor of his wife. May she be nizbarech b'chol brachais tiskul mitzvais. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, fasten your seatbelts. This year is the subject tonight is off the charts. This is really remarkable information. Maybe the beginnings of it you've heard before, but once we start getting going, this is we're delving into areas that have been closed off, and Be'ezras Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to open up new vistas of understanding Mechiras Yosef and all the history since then. Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz ends as follows. The pasuk says that the brothers say to Yosef, you know, whoever is in possession of the goblet, he should die, and everyone else should be avadim. So Yosef says, Chalil ali me'asai zois, heaven forbid for such a thing. Ho'ish asher nimsa ha'gaviyah b'yadoi, the one who the goblet is in his hand, hu yi'ali aved, ho'ish he should be a slave. In other words, I'm not going to kill anybody, and you don't all have to be slaves. The one who stole the gaviyah, he'll be a slave. V'yatem, and you, alu l'shaloim el avichem. People wanted to know, you know, I'm very against anybody having cell phones out in shul. You know, you're not to have a cell phone out in a shul. Not during the day before that, but the thing is, not my shul, so do whatever you want. No, just joking, you shouldn't have it out in any shul. It doesn't belong in a Beis HaKnesses. You wouldn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash with it, you shouldn't take it out in a shul. On, off, with service, without service. Anyway, V'atem alu l'shalom al avichem. The Rebbe Yosef HaTzadik says to the brothers, and you go up in peace to your father. What does that mean, you go up in peace to your father? So, here we have the famous comments of Rabbeinu Bachaye. Rabbeinu Bachaye, he doesn't mince any words. He says that al derech ha-kabbalah, these words, alu l'shalom, is a remez to the 10 martyrs. We know that in the time of Roman occupation of Eretz Yisrael, they outlawed the learning of Torah, and over the course of some time, they convicted 10 of the great all-time Tanoim for learning and teaching Torah. And our tradition is the 10 martyrs were punished as some kind of rectification for Mechiras Yosef, the 10 sons of Yaakov and the 10 martyrs. And therefore, Yosef tells the brothers that you guys will not be cleansed and purified until you go up in peace to your father in heaven. V'atem alu l'shalom el avichem. Says Rabbeinu Bachaye, we know that when the brothers took the cloak of Yosef and they dipped it in the blood and they told Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, do you recognize this? This was great cruelty. This was something absolutely terrible. And therefore, they were punished physically, bodily, that as soon as Yosef died in the parsha, they were subjugated physically. And then, years later, they were punished by Asara Haruge Malchus. Therefore, in this week's parasha, in parasha's Miketz actually, instead of calling them Achei Yosef, instead of calling them Bnei Yaakov, what are they called? Ho'anoshim, 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 Ho'anoshim. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Vayikhu Ho'anoshim, Haveyas Ho'anoshim, Ki'itu Yoichlu Ho'anoshim, Vayovei Ho'ishas Ho'anoshim, Vayiru Ho'anoshim, Vayovei Ho'ishas Ho'anoshim, Vayismu Ho'anoshim, Amtachos Ho'anoshim, Anoshim Shulchu, Achrei 10 times. That corresponds to the great Tanoim, the 10 Tanoim. Who are they? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Reb Akiva ben Yosef, Reb Yehuda ben Bava, Reb Chananya ben Tradion, Reb Sheva Vasoifer, Reb Elazar ben Dama, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoi, Reb Chutzpah Samatorgman, Reb Elazar ben Shamua. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bechaye ends off. What Yosef was telling the brothers was, you go up in peace. Right now, you're not going to be in peace because you're going to have to suffer a terrible fate. You will not be in peace until you suffer in the times of the Asar Harugei Malchus. The 10 Shvatim, the 10 martyrs. In fact, the Alshach says, we'll see, we'll come to that, we'll explain. Be'ezras Hashem.
From the respective Shvatim?
No. Why? No. In fact, the Alshech HaKadosh says that when Yosef meets the brothers, he kisses each one and he cries on them. Why does he cry on them? Says the Alshech HaKadosh, he cries on them because he foresees their murderous and brutal and grotesque death at the hands of the Romans. That's why Yosef cries on them. He sees what's going to happen to them. In fact, in the Sefer Karban Ha'ani, he says, Vayevka Aleihem, Aleihem is Rashi Tevois, Asidim Liois Haruge Malchus. They are destined to be the 10 martyrs. Now, what do these 10 Tanoim got to do with the 10 Shvatim? They're not related, they're not descended, they're not first cousins, second cousins. It's many years later. Reb Sender asked that. He comes back and he's right in there. So, comes Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Vayeshev. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that what is the juxtaposition of the sale of Yosef HaTzadik with Yehuda, the story of Yehuda and Tamar? The answer is, it's all about the Gilgal. It's the combination of Gilgulim. Just like when Aaron Oinon died, and then Yehuda lived with Tamar, and they produced Peretz and Zarach. Peretz and Zarach were the Gilgulim of Aaron Oinon. How do we know that? Look in Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash, it says, the 70 souls that came down to Mitzrayim, it says that Yehuda had Aaron Oinon, and Aaron Oinon died, and then Peretz and Zarach were born, and all the Rishonim ask, so why you say anything about Aaron Oinon? They died. They didn't go down to Mitzrayim. Why are Aaron Oinon counted in those who went down to Mitzrayim? The answer is, of course, they went down to Mitzrayim. Peretz and Zarach were Aaron Oinon through the secret of Yibum. We know that through Yibum, the child that's born takes on the soul of the deceased. And it's the same thing with Mechiras Yosef. Through the sale of Yosef, these 10 individuals were Nizgalgel, reincarnated as the 10 martyrs. Everybody knows this already. You didn't come here tonight to hear this. Everybody knows that Asar Harugei Malchus were a punishment for the 10 sons of Yosef. You all knew this, or you should have known it. This is basic information. So that's an interesting question. Did Yosef ever forgive the brothers? You would think that if Yosef forgave the brothers, then they wouldn't have to come back. You would think, right. But it could be they had to come back. Maybe their tshuva to God wasn't completed. We don't know all the details. It happens to be, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Rabbeinu Bechaye personally holds, that Yosef told the brothers, I don't bear a grudge against you. But he never said the words, Amoichel you. And because of that, Rabbeinu Bechaye shita is that Yosef was never moichel the brothers. There's a question in halacha that if you kiss someone, does that mean you're moichel them? And Yosef kissed the brothers. So why isn't that mechila? That's a separate conversation. But for now, we're learning they had to be reincarnated. Was Yosef moichel them?
Even though they weren't deceased at this point in time.
They were still alive right now, but they were not atoned. Their atonement did not come until later on in history through the Asara Harugei Malchus.
Did he know about their psak?
Yeah, he knew it all. If we knew the Shla, Yosef knew the Shla. Here's the question. Here's the $1 million question of the night. And the question is, Rabbi Yisai, so you had 10 martyrs. The only thing is, you didn't have 10 brothers who sold Yosef. So where did the 10, where do we get 10 from? Yosef's not counted. Yosef, he obviously didn't want to be sold. Reuven wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't there. So we have Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Reuven, Yosef, Binyamin are not there. So why do you need 10 martyrs to atone for 9 Shvatim? That's the question of Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye, in his first answer, he says, no, Yosef is counted. Why? Because it's his fault that he was sold. He annoyed them. He got under their skin. He said, you want to see my technicolor dream coat? You want to see my colorful garment? I'm going to be the king over you. I'm going to be the melech. I'm going to be the Moshe. I had a dream. And you guys bow down to me. You guys are corn, you're wheat, you're grain. You bow down to me and the stars bow down to me. And I'm going to be the king and you're going to be my subjects. So Yosef incited their jealousy. So it's his fault. So therefore, he also needs atonement. And he is the 10th Shevet that needs to be atoned for through the 10 martyrs. That's answer number one. Answer number one is, no, you can't blame Yosef for them selling him. But rather, Reuven. Reuven's the 10th one. Reuven wasn't there. Now, Reuven's being punished for something else. Reuven is being punished for meddling around in his father's bed. His father's mitah was in the tent of Bilhah. He took it out of Bilhah's tent. He put it into Leah's tent. Vayehi b'shkoyin yisoh be'eretz ahi vayelech Reuven vayishkaves Bilhah pilegesh aviv vayu b'nei Yisrael shnei masar. So we're going to throw Reuven in. Reuven's being punished for his chet, and the brothers are being punished for their chet, and the asare haruge malchus are keneged Reuven. Reuven's part of the asare haruge malchus. That's answer number two. Now, here's an important idea. And that is, when it comes to Kabbalistic tradition, the primary source, although he came later than the Rishonim, is of course the Arizal. So let's examine this in the light of the Arizal. Now, today's shir comes from the Sefer Shevilei Pinchas, Al HaTorah. Not the yearly Ma'amorim, but Al HaTorah Chelek Gimel, where he has 4 ma'amarim on this. Be'ez Hashem, this is going to be a 4-part shir. It is so vast. To this year, we're going to do 2 parts. That there are 4 different shittos about what happened over here. And this is, the Shvilei Pinchas talks about this in Parshas Miketz, ma'amarim tezvav through yirches, and also in Parshas Vayichi. So we're going to do part 1 and 2 this year, and with the help of the Almighty, we're going to do part 3 and 4, hopefully next year.
What did Reuven accomplish by what he did?
He stood up for his mother.
And what did he accomplish by it?
He honored his mother.
So did he do something wrong?
Yeah. Why? It's none of his business. He should not have gotten involved. And you know what happened to him? What happened at the end of the day is he got demoted from everything he was ever given. He used to be the king. He used to be, he used to be the Bukhar. And then he's just like a regular person after that. He lost everything. But this has nothing to do with this year. We got to move on. Otherwise, part 1 and 2 will keep us here until next year. Okay, so here we go. At first glance, analyzing this in light of the Arizal, it would seem that, in fact, Reuven was one of the Asar Haruge Malchus. As we know, when Reuven came back to the pit, he sees, hey, Yosef ain't here. So what did he say? He said, Hayelad Einenu, Va'ani, Ono Ani Ba. Basically, what's going to be with me? Says the Arizal, Reuven looked into the future. He looked at the 9 brothers. He said, you guys are going to pay big time for this. He saw Rabbi Akiva being raked his skin with the coals. And he saw Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion being burnt in a Sefer Torah. He said, oy vai, what's going to be? He said, God's going to have to take revenge for what they do for you. You know what Reuven said? Kael nekamois Hashem, Kael nekamois Sefia. Lord of vengeance is God. Lord of vengeance, reveal yourself. That's the Rosh Tevos. Va'ani Ana, Ani, Kael, Nekamois, Hashem, Ana, Kael, Nekamois, Sophia. Because he saw that 10 of them are going to be killed by Asar Haruge Malchus. Now, the simple reading of the Arizal in Parshas Vayeshev indicates that Reuven was going to be included in the Asara Harugei Malchus. That's why he said the Pasuk, Ana va'ani ana, Rashi Tevos, Kel Nekomois Hashem, Kel Nekomois Hofiah. However, you're looking at me like, come on, the Arizal can't hold this. And you're right. Anyone familiar with the writings of the Ari knows that Arizal holds Reuven by no means was from the Asara Harugei Malchus. How do we know this? First of all, the Arizal writes explicitly in the Sefer HaGalgulim. See, I knew, Isaac, you're going to like this share. In the Sefer HaGalgulim, the Ari says that have a tradition, Rav Chaim Vitar says have a tradition from the Ari, that Reuven didn't really want to be part of the Mechiras Yosef. He just said, throw him into the pit. And therefore, Reuven was never reincarnated as one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Instead, Reuven became the following Tana, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, Rebbe Lezer ben Horkenes. And what happened to Rebbe Lezer ben Horkenes? He was captured by Minim. Look in number 9. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, when Rebbe Lezer ben Horkenes was taken Leminos, which means he was taken by Apikarsim to serve Avodah Zarah. Says the Ari, Reuven didn't want to kill Yosef. He just threw him into the pit. Therefore, he's not part of the Asara Harugei Malchus. He just was reincarnated as a completely different Tana, namely Rebbe Lezer HaGadol.
Throwing him to the pit could have killed him. I mean, he didn't know there was no...
snakes and scorpions. Very comfortable. Very pleasant pit. There were hundreds of snakes and scorpions. Very comfortable. It's not like they wanted to kill him. They just threw him to snakes and scorpions. What? Houdini was able to do something like that, so why can't Yosef do it, you know? They're right. Maybe the Rabbeinu Bechaye would have said, Reuven threw him into the pit, so he tried to kill him. But the Arizal said, no, that's he's not part of the deal. The brothers wanted to shecht him, and Reuven said, we can't kill him with our own hands. Let's throw him into the pit. Therefore, he was punished. He turned into Rebbe Lezer HaGadol. And why was Rebbe Lezer HaGadol taken by Minim? The Arizal said, Minim are like snakes. And therefore, since Reuven said, throw him into a pit of snakes, so Rebbe Lezer HaGadol was taken by Minim. It's Mida Keneged Mida. The bottom line is, according to the Arizal, Reuven was not one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Now, the truth is, please remind me next year, we need to have an entire shiur on this subject, that Reuven became Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, Rebbe Lezer ben Horkenes. Now I'm just going to tell you a few Ramazim. B'siyat Hashem next year, we have to have a shiur, Parshas Vayeshev. Reuven was Nizgalgal as Rebbe Lezer HaGadol. I'll tell you a few Ramazim. First of all, there's an incredible Haggadah. This is the most amazing thing ever. If anybody knows Rav Pinchas Friedman, the Ramazim that he comes up with are from other Olamais, and the Chidushim he comes up with. There's only one Sefer that's similar to it. It's a Haggadah called Beis Avram, Beis Aharon, that has like 3 different Perushim with Ramazim like you wouldn't believe. So when I opened the Sefer and I saw that this was a Gadol who was killed in the Holocaust, and he's the uncle of Rav Pinchas Friedman, so a lot of things made sense. He's the uncle of the Shvile Pinchas. He says like this, Vayashav Reuven el Habar. Literally, Reuven returned to the pit. No, it could be read, Reuven returned to this world as Rebbe Lezer HaGadol, whose praise was, he's a bar she'enoi ma'abe tipa. Vayashav Reuven el Habar. Reuven came back as the bar she'enoi ma'abe tipa. Number 12. Vayashav Reuven el Habar. Furthermore, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai encouraged Rabbi Lazar to learn Torah, he said the mashal of a bar she'eno yachal lahitzimayim. Now listen to these Ramazim. Vayashav Reuven el Habar is gematria. Reuven turned el bar sid she'eno ma'abed tipa. Reuven returned to the pit, meaning he turned into the bar that's limed, that doesn't lose a drop. The gematria Vayoshev is Eliezer. The gematria Vayoshev Reuven is Rebbe Lezer HaGadol. Rebbe Lezer HaGadol is gematria Zu Gilgal Reuven Ben Yaakov. Don't try that at home. Okay? When Reuven was born, what did Leah say? Ra Hashem Ba'oni. God saw my affliction. Ra'a. Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol. So that is just a flavor. That's going to be a topic next year. So now we're learning that the second answer of Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the 10th person who needed atonement for Mechiras Yosef is Reuven, that we can say based on what we know from the Arizal, because Reuven was not part of the Asar HaRogei Malchus. We therefore have to say like the first answer, Rabbeinu Bechaye, namely, that the 10th individual who needs atonement is Yosef himself. And that is basically the approach of the Arizal. Now, watch this. Comes the Shlach HaKadosh, number 14. V'shamati mikzas ha-mekubalim. I heard some Kabbalists that Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgal of Yosef. Because here's the thing, friends. If there are 10 Shvatim and 10 Tanoim, we need to figure out which Tana corresponds to which Shevet. And who corresponds to Yosef. So this is what we were discussing on Shabbos, which, by the way, there are three other Shittos, and it's for sure not unanimously held, that the Mekubalim say Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgal of Yosef. That is why throughout Shas, what is Rabbi Akiva called? Akiva ben Yosef. It's very hard to call someone ben Yosef when your father's name is not Yosef. That's my name. That's what happens to be my father's name. But Akiva's father's name wasn't Yosef. So why is he called Ben Yosef? The answer is because he was the Gilgal of Yosef. Atahu Akiva Ben Yosef Sheshimcha Oilech Misoifa Oilem Yad Soifa. Now, who are these Mikubalim that the Shla heard from? The Chida quotes the Arizal. The Chida Midbar Kedema is number 15. He quotes the Arizal that's why Akiva is called Akiva Ben Yosef. Because he was the Gilgal of Yosef, and the Ari is quoted explicitly as saying this in Shar Ma'amore Chazal Masechta Shabbos Kufiyat Tesam Beis. Now what? That what?
Till get to this point, the Mitzrayim and the Pit, the Bakifa, all the pain and suffering after that. In other words, maybe that was his. In other words, he suffered. Yes, right. So how does he deal with?
You mean why didn't that take care of the job? I'm just a reporter, you know. Lamaisa, did Rabbi Akiva suffer?
Did Yosef suffer?
No, I'm saying, did Rabbi Akiva suffer?
Oh, not right, maybe not.
Rabbi Chaim Vital says that we have a tradition from the Rishonim that when a person is Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, it's not painful. I don't know. I can't answer. I could just present these Mekoros. But the Chassam Sofer goes with the Arizal. Listen to this Chassam Sofer. Yaakov meets Yosef. What does Yaakov Avinu do? Says Shema. Why is Yaakov saying Shema? I have a question. You know, if you meet an important person and he comes over to you, Shalom Aleichem, Shema Yisrael, it's a little bit insulting. You know, if you start saying Shema as an important person is greeting you.
So why was
Yaakov saying Shema?
No, it wasn't Yosef.
The answer is Yosef's not an important person. He's just a melech.
Should have done the same thing.
A melech is just a melech, but Yaakov has to say Shema. So why is Yosef not saying Shema? Say because Yaakov is also a melech. Okay, so Yosef should say Shema. The answer is Yaakovino is the Rebbe of Yosef. Says the Chassam Sofer. He's his Rebbe. Is a Rebbe's honor greater than a king's honor? Yeah, there's one individual who holds that the honor of a Talmud Chacham is so great, it's like the honor of God himself. Who holds the honor of a Talmud Chacham is like God himself? There was a man by the name of Rabbi Akiva. Remember Shimon Hoamsuni? He was an S specialist. He darshaned every single S in the Torah until he got up to the Pasuk, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, and he said, can't be. There's no one else in this world that you need to fear on par with God. So therefore he gave up, he abdicated his mission of darshaning all the Essen in the Torah. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. And he said, Es L'rabbis, talmidei chachamim, there's someone in this world you need to give reverence to on par with God himself, and that's a Talmud Chacham. Why was it that Rabbi Akiva was the only one who knew the greatness of Talmud Chacham? The answer is because Rabbi Akiva is Yosef. And Yosef displayed the greatness of a Talmud Chacham when? When he didn't say Shema when his father greeted him. His father said Shema because it's Man Kriya Shema. Why didn't Yosef say Shema? Because Yosef knew the honor of a Talmud Chacham supersedes Shema. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva, the Gilgal of Yosef, learned from Yosef that the great covet of Talmud Chachamim, says Chassam Sofer. That's your answer. But the Chassam Sofer says the reason why Yosef... No, because covet of a father will not supersede Kriya Shema, the Chassam Sofer says. The only thing that could supersede Kriya Shema is covet Talmid Chachamim. That's what the Chassam Sofer...
Yosef was also saying Kriya Shema. Somewhere it says over there that he touched his eyes or something.
We gave a shir on this, and we gave almost 10 answers to this question. It's a very big question. But this is the approach to the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says the reason why he didn't say Shema is because Kavod Talmid Chachamim. How did Rabbi Akiva know Kavod Talmid Chachamim? Because he is Yosef, Akiva ben Yosef. Yeah. In fact, what does Yaakov say to Yosef? Vayimaruhu varoivu. My blessings are greater than my father's blessings. Me, midei avir Yaakov. Yaakov says to Yosef, midei avir Yaakov. Avir Yaakov, ois ois. You know who you are? Rabbi Akiva. Avir Yaakov, this week's parsha. Parsha Vayechi. You ever hear of that? Parsha Vayechi? You know that parsha? In this week's parsha, Yaakov tells Yosef, you know who you are? Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva. That's the Chassam Sofer. Fine, so far so good. And you knew this already. I know you knew this already. You knew that Yosef was taking the place of Rabbi Akiva. He's the Gilgal of Rabbi Akiva. Now, why Rabbi Akiva should suffer the worst fate of all, the Asarei Haruge Malchus, when he is being the skaper to the one individual who's barely responsible for the Mechiras, Yosef himself? That's why the Megala Amukos disagrees with this, and he says Yosef was the Gilgal of Shimon, and that we're going to do next year. But this year we're working with Ari. Okay? And the Ari you knew already. Rabbi Akiva is Akiva ben Yosef. And the Shvila Pinchas wants to say, why is Yosef busy with the Gavia? You know, he's always busy with the Gavia. he's putting the Gavia in their knapsack. Everything, he's rubbing the Gavia in their nose. Gavia is Gilgal Akiva ben Yosef. But that you knew already. That's the basis of today's shir. Here's the problem. The Arizal contradicts himself. The Arizal writes in his parish on Shas, Likutei HaShas. You ready for this? We know that Asara Haruge Malchus was a kapara for the Asaras Hashvatim. Remember we had a shir a couple weeks ago? Why didn't anybody know what happened to Yosef? How come Yaakov didn't know and Yitzchak didn't say and Binyamin didn't say? Why? Cherem. And we asked, who was the 10th person in the Cherem? God. So Arizal says, since God was part of the Mechiras Yosef, Akiva was not the Gilgal, but Akiva was in place of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam needed kapara for Mechiras Yosef, so to speak, if we could even allow ourselves to say those words, but that's what the Arizal says. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam went along with it and he allowed himself to be associated with it, that's why we bring a korban on Rosh Chodesh. Why? God says, I made the moon small, I want you to bring a kapara for me. Same thing with Mechiras Yosef. I was involved in Mechiras Yosef, so I will put Rabbi Akiva instead of me. Now, why would Rabbi Akiva be instead of God? Says Ari, you know, very simple. Because all the other brothers had brotherhood. But God is all by himself. So God needs a ger. Because a ger is not connected to the rest of the Jewish people. There's no achva between the ger and the rest of Yisrael. What?
What's a ger?
A convert. A convert does not have the same brotherhood with the rest of the Jewish people. So therefore, that the ger would more be more appropriate to represent God, because God is echad. Says Ari, that's the meaning of the Gemara. When Rabbi Akiva died, yatsasa nishmasai. The echad doesn't just mean his soul left when he said the word echad. His soul left in the place of echad, in the place of God. So the first question is, this contradicts everything we ever learned. We always learned Rabbi Akiva was an atonement for Yosef. And now that Rizal is saying he's taking the place of God. But watch this. There's a pasuk. You ready for this pasuk? Let's see. Help me out here.
So at the end of the day, had the brothers not done what they did, nobody would have been saved. Because of his dreams, because of all the things that he did, that he accomplished, he put the food away for everybody.
Right.
Everybody would have been killed out. So Baruch Hashem that they did what they did.
Why? Had it not been for the brothers, yeah, they wouldn't have sold Yosef.
Right.
And we would be in Yerushalayim now, bringing a carbon chagiga, eating basar.
It would have been 7 years of famine, and nobody would have been saved.
Getting Ruach HaKodesh.
What?
We'd be, getting Ruach HaKodesh.
He became king, and because he became king, that's why everybody was saved.
Yeah, the majority was a goyim.
Marv Rabbeisai, the Pasuk says, V'chol masar bakar v'tzayin. Listen carefully. V'chol masar bakar v'tzayin. Koil asher yavar tachas ha'ashavet. Ha'asiri yiyah kodesh l'ashem. You know this pasuk? The last pasuk you would think. I didn't put it on the sheet because I know you know it by heart. V'chol masar bakar v'tzayin. Any tenth of a cattle or a sheep. Kol asher yavar tachas ha'ashavet. Anything that goes under the rod. Ha'asiri, the tenth one, yiyah kodesh l'ashem. Right? We know. You open up the corral, the animals walk out, moo, 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 and the tenth animal that says moo is Maser Behema, cattle and sheep. Says Rav Shamshin Meyashtapoli. We know the 10 Harugi Malchus are in lieu of the 10 Shvatim because of the chait of Mechiras Yosef. The question is, only 9 brothers sold Yosef, and Reuven wasn't there, says Rav Shamshin. And you know, it can't be Yaakov, and it can't be Reuven, and it can't be Binyamin. The answer is, it's instead of God. God. Amnon shivasidu ki echad tmuras kiviyachal ha-shechina. Because they were mitztarif the shechina and the cherem. And therefore, who's going to be in lieu of God? It has to be Rabbi Akiva. You ready for this? I'm so excited, I have to stand. Why Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva is the only one who says the Talmud Chacham is equal to Hashem. So once he darshaned, the Talmud Chacham is equal to Hashem. So God said, really? Talmud Chacham is equal to Hashem? Okay, so you'll be me. I am Benaira. That's Rabbi Shamshon HaShipoli. You know why Rabbi Akiva is in place of God? Because he's the one who said, Esla rabbis tamidei chachamim. Es Hashem elikecha tira l'rabbis tamidei chachamim. So of course he's in lieu of God.
What number is that?
That's number 22. This we have to read inside. Look at number 22, Likutei Shoshanim, Rav Shamshin Meyashtapoli, one of the great old-time Mekubalim. He says in the middle of the piece, V'habez, last word on the word line is V'habez, Machmas Sherebi Akiva Darash Es Hashem L'Rabbois Tamir Chachamim Nimtza Hishva Kavoido L'Chvayna Mokoyim V'yalkein Ho'yehu L'Hashem Yisbarach. By the way, the Shlo writes, you know why it's Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva came Tachas kanfe hashchina. Literally, he means he came under the wings of the Shechina as a ger. No, tachas kanfe hashchina instead of the Shechina. Why? Because he's the one who darshined that Tamei Chacham are equal to God.
So, Rabbi, let's explain why he came to the Pardes, entered the bed, and came alive.
Maybe. Watch this. Says Rav Shamshon Ramea Shapoli. V'chol masar. V'chol masar is Rosh Tevois. You know what it's Rosh Tevois? V'yedu kulam lama meis Akiva shehoyaroya. V'chol ma'asar stands for. Look at these words, a few lines down. V'chol ma'asar stands for. V'yedu kulam. Lama meis akiva shahiyaraya bakar v'tzayn. You know why he died? Kol asher yavar, anyone who leaves this world from the asar haruge malchus. Kol asher yavar, tachas hashaved. It's in lieu of one of the shvatim. But ho asiri, the tenth one of the asar haruge malchus, Rabbi Akiva, kodesh lashem. He is in lieu of God himself. Ho asiri yia kodesh hashem. Now, I mean, that's mind-boggling. To me, the idea that because Rabbi Akiva darshened as Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabbeis Tamicham, and he put Tamicham on a par with God, so now he's eligible to be in lieu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's... it made the trip down to this world worth it, just to know that.
He took the punishment instead of God.
So he took, because otherwise nobody else could take the place of Abba. Rabbi Kiva, whose whole essence was Tamei Chacham are equal to Shechina, so let him be equal to Shechina. Now, ad kedei kach, that, you know, there's a sefer on Or Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch, Chayk Yaakov. You ever hear the Chayk Yaakov? It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher. Or in Yoredeya, he wrote Torah Hashlamim on Hilchas Nida. Or Shal Sechuvah Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher. He also wrote the Ion Yaakov, the classic commentary on the Ein Yaakov, Ion Yaakov. Listen to this. Says the Ion Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva was wrong to darshan. You know who you have to fear on par with God? Talmid Chachamim. He took it too far. No, you're telling me I have to honor my Rebbe like Hashem himself? No, that's too far. He went beyond the pale. So he was punished. Mida keneged mida. You think Tamei Chacham are so great, they're like God? Okay, you'll be instead of God by the Asar Haruge Malchus. That's how the Ion Yaakov learns. In fact, he writes this in two places in Shas. In Masechta Sanhedrin, listen to this Gemara, number 25. Reish Lakish said on the Pasuk, Zeh Sefer Todos HaAdam, that when God created Adam, He showed Adam all the great people who would live in history. He showed him Rabbi Akiva, and it says he was Sameach b'Toirasa, he rejoiced over Rabbi Akiva's Torah. V'ne'etzav al misasai, and he was sad about Rabbi Akiva's death. Says the Ion Yaakov, why did Adam Arishan like Rabbi Akiva's shir so much? Very pasha. Because why did Adam eat from the Eitz Hadas? He wanted to be like God. So he didn't like anybody else's shir because nobody else said that rabbis could be like God. But Rabbi Akiva, he said, Tamicham could be like God. Adam Rishon loved Rabbi Akiva's shir. But he was very upset why he died, because he learned that he died because Rabbi Akiva made a mistake for going too far to equate Tamicham like God. This is the approach of the Ion Yaakov and Shas. And it's a pele because we don't hold this way. We hold Rabbi Akiva's right. We paskin. Rabbi Akiva's drasha is paskin than Shas. Throughout Shas, Kavoy Tamir Chachomim is a mitzvah d'oiraisa. We learn it out from Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, and it supersedes other mitzvahs throughout Shas. In fact, the Yalkut HaGershuni asks on Ion Yaakov, heaven forbid that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake by darshaning Es Hashem Lekecha Tira L'Rabbeis Tamei Chacham. Look, for example, in the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara says, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah for the Edom to stand. On the other hand, we have to honor the Tamei Chachamim, and the honor of Tamei Chachamim is greater because Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, they're like the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So we see we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Furthermore,
which word is L'Rabbeis?
S. Hashem Alekecha Tira. Hashem Alekecha Tira. The word S is extra. Most of the time people S, it's just extra. It's not needed. So, but furthermore, the Ion Yaakov himself paskins throughout his psukim that the mitzvah of Kavod Tamei Chachamim is greater than other mitzvahs. And how could you say Rabbi Akiva was at fault for darshaning it when Rabbi Akiva passed away? They said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Sheyatzasa Nishmascha Be'echad. Bottom line, Wednesday evening, Yud Beis Teves, Tav Shin Pei Beis, this is where we're holding. By the way, tomorrow night is the yard site of the Tzaddik of Ranana. So brace yourself for that great evening. But before that, tonight we have the question of the century. On the one hand, the Arizal says that Akiva was a kapara for Yosef HaTzadik. What did Yosef do wrong? He incited the Mechira. He got under their skin. He aroused their jealousy. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva is an atonement for Yosef. And on the other hand, the Ari and Rabbi Shamshin Rashapoli, they said, Yatzasa Nishmasai Be'echa, Rabbi Akiva was Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. He darshened as Hashem Lekachatira. He took the place of God. So what was Rabbi Akiva? Was he in lieu of Yosef? Or was he in lieu of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Good kasha, no? This much we didn't know yet, right? I didn't know, for sure. So this is how the Shvilei Pinchas sets this up. It's unbelievable. He takes the most mystical and highest level mystical traditions and he just sets it up. Kishulchan Arach Munach Lefanav. He sets it up so clearly. And you know who asked this question? The Shlah himself. And listen to the answer of the Shlah. The answer of the Shlah will forever revolutionize your understanding of Yiridas Mitzrayim. The Shlah starts off by saying that the secret of Yatzasa Nishmaseh Be'echad is that Rabbi Akiva took the place of the Shechina. That's what it means. He came Tachas Kanfei HaShechina in lieu of the Shechina. So isn't that a stira to what I always say, that Akiva ben Yosef, that Akiva is the Gog of Yosef? The answer is not at all. Because yes, the Shechina took part in the Mechiras Yosef. But we always know the Shechina has to rest on someone. So who does the Shechina rest on? Yosef is the Merkava to the Shechina. Yosef is the chariot of the Shechina. So Yosef and God, they're in cahoots. They're a tag team. Yosef is the Merkava of the Shechina. When did Yosef become the Merkava of the Shechina? When they sold him, and now they have to go down to Mitzrayim, and we know God always accompanies the Jewish people into the Golos, so Yosef now became the receptacle to house and to contain the Shechina. So Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgal of Yosef, but he's Mechaper for the Shechina. But which one? It's the same thing. The Shechina resting on Yosef. Yosef is the Merkava of the Shechina. Now watch this. This is a very important yesod. When Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, it says a very interesting lashon. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef. Vayehi ish matzliach. Vayehi beveis Adonai v'Mitzri. What word does it keep on saying? Vayehi, 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 vayehi indicates like havaya chadosh, a new entity, a new being. The Ben Lashri writes somewhere that the word vayehi implies a new creation. What's this new creation? The Bereishis Rabba says they recognize the Shechina went down with Yosef. That's how they knew Vahashem Imai. The Shechina was on him. They saw, the Bereishis Rabba says, Pevav Hey, that they saw the Shechina Imedas Al Gabav. Now, do you remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, how many exiles did the Shechina make when it left Eretz Yisrael, when it left Yerushalayim, and corresponding to the exiles of the Shechina, the Sanhedrin made exiles? And remember the last stop of the Sanhedrin was in Tveria, Umisham Asidon Lehigoyal. How many stops did the Shechina make? The Shechina made 10 stops, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. So too, when the Jews went down into Golis, now to Mitzrayim, there were 10 exiles. You know, in previous shiur, we spoke about how the brothers went down to Mitzrayim 4 times. The truth is, says the Hafla, there were 10 Golosim. Yosef went to Shechem. He went to Doisan. He was sold 4 times. Midyanim, Soichrim, Yishmaelim, Poitifar. Then he was put in jail. Then the brothers went down to Mitzrayim. Then they came down with Binyamin. And then they came down with Yaakov. When they came down with Yaakov, the Golus was over. So corresponding to the 10 times the brothers and Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, later on Klal Yisrael, they would leave Eretz Yisrael in 10 stops. Yosef and the Shechina is the entirety of Klal Yisrael. What's Yosef Gematria? 156, 6 times 26. What's Shechina? 385. Yosef plus Shechina equals Yisrael. 541. Now this is revolutionary. Does anybody remember when Yosef was sold, what happened to Yaakov? Shechina left him. So we always said, oh, he was depressed. He was sad. He was morose. He was in Cherem. No! You know why the Shechina left him? It went with Yosef. That's why. That's what it says. The Shechina left him because now we're going down to a Golos. So now when Yaakov comes down, the Shechina went back to Yaakov. Once Yaakov is told Yosef is still alive and Yaakov's going to join him in the Golos, so the Shechina goes back to Yaakov, says the Hafla. The Shechina didn't leave Yaakov because he was sad. The Shechina left Yaakov because Yosef is the Merkava to the Shechina. Maybe. By the way, who's the Talmud of the Hafla? Chassam Sofer writes, Vayered Mitzrayma Onus al pi hadibor. He went down to Egypt, compelled by the Dibor, compelled by the Shechina. Says the Chassam Sofer, the reason the Shechina left Yaakov Avinu is because it already left him, because it went to Yosef. So Yosef is the Merkava to the Shechina. The answer to the question, Rabbi Isai, of how could it be that Akiva ben Yosef, Akiva is the Gilgal and rectification of Yosef, when we have a tradition that because Rabbi Akiva darshan, that's Hashem HaKecha Tira, the rabbi's Tamid HaChamim, so he's on par with God, so he could take the place of God. So who was he? Was he a Gilgal of Yosef, or is he a rectification for the Shechina? The answer is, he is in lieu of that great entity, namely Yosef HaTzadik, being the Merkava to the Shechina. When did Yosef become the Merkava to the Shechina? When they sold him. As soon as they sold him, he became the Merkava to the Shechina. He made 10 stops. Why did the Shechina leave Yaakov Avinu? The Shechina left Yaakov Avinu because it went to Yosef. How was Yosef Zoicha to be the Merkava to the Shechina? Because he's the one who darshaned Es Hashem Aleikecha Tira. So you think, okay, now it's all clear. It's about as beautiful. I could say this at the Shabbos table. I could say anybody want to hear the Dvar Torah. I could say over two sheets of the Arizal, the Stira, the Shla's answer with the Hafla, and Rav Shamshon Mashtrapoli Tibet. The answer is because there are two more sheetahs here that need reconciliation. Namely, the Arizal writes in the third place that Rabbi Kiva was Yaakov. Midei Avir Yaakov, Rabbi Kiva was Yaakov. And then what about the Megal Amukah, is that he was Shimon. That's why you need to come back next year. So don't think, okay, we already reached the highest Madrega, and then I'm gonna go somewhere else. I'll learn a different place. No, you gotta come back, because we still have a lot to do. But at least, as we conclude Sefer Bereishis, I hope that this year we were a little bit more elevated and deeper than last year. And Bezos Hashem, we haven't even scratched the surface. Have a wonderful night. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.